Unit 11.
Hi, would you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Sure, I'd love to.
Thank you very much. So, number one, how often do you text or send emails?
I do both almost every day. I text my parents and friends in China through WeChat, which is similar to LINE in Japan. I also stay in contact with my friends on other popular social media, like Instagram. Emails are for work. I need to exchange emails with my colleagues almost every working day.
Yeah, me too. I think I use emails for work and probably WhatsApp and LINE for contacting friends in Britain, etc. So number two, which languages do you use when you text or send email?
Well, it depends on who I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
WeChat is for interaction with people in my hometown, so I use Chinese. When I feel like chatting with my friends in other countries, such as Greece, we text in English. Emails are for work, so the language I use is basically Japanese. In one day, I switch among three languages.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I'm usually using English and French and Japanese. So number three, do you use any emojis in your messages? Which ones are most popular?
Yes, I use emojis a lot. In the messages, the ones I use most is smiling or laughing faces. When talking with people, I find emojis absolutely necessary,
mm-hmm.
because they spice things up. Without it, it will be boring for people to just read texts. I am a positive person who smiles and laughs a lot, and I want people from the other side to feel it too.
Yeah, it's really important, especially when you send a text, so that the other person knows that you're smiling or laughing, I think.
Yes, totally agree.
Okay, so number four, do you use any abbreviations in your messages?
In my texts, I sometimes use abbreviations, but definitely not for emails.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think the abbreviations I use most are OMG and BTW. OMG, which stands for Oh My God, is for expressing surprise or excitement when my friends share their recent changes in life. I type BTW, which means by the way, when I want to change the topic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, those two are very useful. Okay, so number five, this is the last question. Do you post to social media? What kinds of information do you post?
I do have posts on the social network, but my posts are not updated quite often. I aim for quality over quantity. I pursue photography as a hobby, so most of my posts are the best moments of my life. For example, on WeChat, I would share photos of events and landscapes with my Chinese friends. And on Instagram, I would post temples in Japan and foods in China so that I can always have new topics with my friends.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that you enjoyed photography.
Yeah, that's a hobby I developed recently.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.